November 2nd, Marie Antoinette's last words. On this day in 1755, Queen Marie Antoinette was born, the 15th child of the Holy Roman Emperor Francis I. Married at the age of 14 to the Dauphin of France, the future King Louis XVI, her future appeared enviable. Though initially popular in France, she was soon perceived as a spendthrift, promiscuous, and too sympathetic to France's enemies, especially Austria, the country of her origin. Soon she was being called Madame Deficit because of her overspending, and even worse, L'Autrichienne, literally the Austrian woman, but also in its pronunciation, suggesting in its ending the French word chienne, which means bitch. Marie Antoinette syndrome is the condition where a sufferer's hair turns white as the result of a traumatic incident. And this reportedly happened to her after the royal family's unsuccessful attempt to escape France and the revolutionary mob on their flight to Varennes in 1791. Marie Antoinette was executed by guillotine on the 16th of October 1793. Her last words were, "I am sorry, sir, I did not mean to put it there." She had trodden on the executioner's foot. Her extraordinary story of hubris and nemesis does not tell us what she was really like. We can only guess. I see her as a girl who made mistakes, but one who really loved her family, her friends, and her children. It was a sad end. Marie Antoinette was only 38 when she was executed. For today's poem, I offer the last verse of Ode on the Death of a Favourite Cat by Thomas Gray, which ends, "From hence, ye beauties undeceived, know one false step is ne'er retrieved, and be with caution bold. Not all that tempts your wandering eyes and heedless hearts is lawful prize, nor all that glisters gold." Today I ask that I will be able to translate my good intentions into good deeds.